This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I don't normally come to the program mad. I normally come to the program fired up, excited, energized, ready to go. I want to tackle the news of the day. But I'm just mad. I'm flat out mad. I'm really having swampitis. The stench from this swamp is just phenomenal.
Swampitis? Okay.
Yeah, swampitis. That's what I've got. And there's swamp in, you know... The stench of the swamp as we know it, where we talk about a media elite and a political establishment, is at its worst in Washington, D.C. There's no question about it. There's where the most... That's where things like, for instance, you can have a race for presidential candidates and say, okay, I want to get some opposition research against my opponent. And then you write a big check, and you go to an opposition research firm, and you say, okay... Call that one a dossier, go to Russia and get a bunch of stuff that isn't true, and then come back to me. I'll pay you millions of dollars, okay? Okay, there's the money, comes from the Democratic Party. There it is, bunch of garbage in something called a dossier. And by the way, it's called a dossier for one reason, to make it sound like it's in a James Bond movie. It has nothing to do with the, it's just opposition research, and every campaign does it, okay? They all do it. Very, very common. And then usually what they'll do it is kind of leak it selectively to the media and everything else. So in this case, the Democratic Party, the Hillary Clinton campaign, funded the dossier, also known as opposition research, against Donald J. Trump. There is a bunch of stuff in there that is not true. It's ridiculous. They then take it, this false, phony information, and they give it to the FBI. Then they go to the media and they say, you know, you ought to ask the FBI if they have any info on Trump and the Russians. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'd check it out if I were you. I don't know. I don't. And so then some tool in the media goes, hey, do you have information on Donald Trump and Russians? Well, in fact, we do, and we're investigating. Then they go see Donald Trump. Yes, Mr. Trump, you need to know about this dossier. This is the FBI. So, again, the political opposition gives it to the FBI to give it an aura of, a believability. And goes back. Meanwhile, there's no there. Nothing. Nada. Zippo. Guess where there is some there? The Russians are writing big fat checks to Bill Clinton to give speeches. They're writing big fat checks for him to come to the Clinton Foundation so that Hillary Clinton then, as Secretary of State, can authorize uranium purchases by the Russians. What do you do with uranium? What do you do with uranium, Todd?
It's uranium. It's not my uranium. I don't know what to do with it.
It's not for a fireworks show. You don't, you know, the Russians are not thinking about anything good that they're doing with the uranium. It is a material that can be used in building nukes.
What would the Russians have gained from a Trump presidency versus a Clinton presidency? Wouldn't they have wanted Hillary versus Trump?
Well, that's the most basic question that never gets asked. Of course.
I've been asking you all this. I would think they... Because Donald Trump is really more of a America First president. Why would the Russians want him?
The ultimate Russian collusion, ladies and gentlemen, was one President Barack Obama on camera with Vladimir Putin's number two saying, hey, give me a little time till after the election and then I can be a little more flexible. I mean, you want Russian collusion, there it is. But folks... Yeah. We've been consumed with this stupid story from the get-go, shortly after the election. I believe it is the swamp saying, oh, gosh, if they ever find out about this uranium deal and somebody connects the dots. And mind you, there were whistleblowers that were gagged. You know, Rod Rosenstein, now the deputy director of the FBI, you know, or is he the attorney general? Deputy attorney general, I forget which. But you know, he's in the middle of this investigation. Nobody wanted that to come out, so in my mind, they cook up this dossier thing and try and make it be a smokescreen, which it is, and it worked. This is how they do it. This is the swamp. Got an email this morning from a fellow by the name of Michael McAdams. He is with the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Didn't know this, but Heidi Heitkamp evidently has already told Chuck Schumer that this GOP tax plan, it's not what she philosophically believes in. Now, that's not news to me, but why have we been subjected to 9 million stories about how she's considering voting for this and, you know, open to it and having listening sessions and everything? She's not for tax cuts. Never has been. She's a liberal. She is a liberal, ladies and gentlemen. That's, I mean, come on. Follow her career from day one to now. She's a liberal. There's no debate about that.
This was news, right? Come on.
So she tells Chuckie Schumer that. Meanwhile, she's getting this political charade that's going on, that somehow that she's on. She, you know, she's going to fly on Air Force One, and she's going to consider this, and ridiculous. And then, of course, she has to put in. She wants to help the middle class, so she's not for this thing. Well, the middle class needs jobs. The middle class needs tax cuts. And by the way, the Tax Foundation, nonpartisan group, did an analysis, said that 3,000 new jobs in North Dakota alone just from this plan, and middle-income families, $2,648 on their taxes. Middle-income families. So, you know, this is the swamp. I'm so sick of the swamp, I can't even stand it. And they're in the middle of this Roy Moore situation. I am more and more convinced Alabama's got to sort this out. We just got to opt out of this thing. I don't know what to believe. I really don't. I saw the woman come out with Gloria Allard yesterday, and first of all, when she's next to Gloria Allard, I want to about heave. I just do, because Gloria Allard is a swamp dweller of the nth degree and a bottom feeder and out there as an attorney. You know, so that alone, her selection of attorneys tells me that this woman is not exactly credible. But you listen to her. She shows you the yearbook with Roy Moore signing it as DA. What in the world? Find me a district attorney on the planet Earth that thinks it's kind of cool to sign a lovey-dovey note in a yearbook of a high school student. What in the world? But my point is this. You know, we got to decide who we believe. I don't think Roy Moore's answers have honestly been real credible. He was more forceful in his denial of this latest example, saying, I have no idea where that restaurant is. I don't believe this ever happened, but whatever. The others, he said, you know, not as forceful a answer. I don't know. The seat belongs to Alabama. It's their U.S. Senate seat. So in my mind, litigate this for the next 30 days and decide what they want to do. United States senators shouldn't say, if that guy gets elected, we're going to expel him. That's like saying, you know what, you're a bunch of dolts in Alabama. We here in the U.S. Senate know better than you. That's how we got to $20 trillion in debt, folks, by people in Washington, D.C. thinking they know better than you. I'm here to tell you there's not one person out of 100 in the United States Senate that knows any better than the average North Dakotan. I believe that in my heart of hearts. They have no license on any knowledge base, any kind of a vision for the future that the average North Dakotan, everyday average North Dakotan going out there working their butt off. Same for you in Western Minnesota and Eastern Montana and South Dakota, too. You're right there with us. So all of that has me a little upset today. I'm going to shut up now and you can talk. Bottom of the hour, Jim Miller, former director of the Office of Management and Budget from the Reagan years. He was the budget director for Ronald Reagan. And when Ronald Reagan cut taxes, the economy soared, folks. John F. Kennedy did the same thing. That's the bottom line here. This is about economic growth. This is about getting out of the rut we've been in under the pathetic tax and spend ways of Washington. And unless you can, with some credibility, come to tell me that you, in fact, fought against Barack Obama adding $1.5 trillion or so every year to the deficit, to the debt, $1.5 trillion to our debt. He doubled the debt. None of these people complain. Now, oh, I don't know, we want the middle class to get more. You don't want anything. You want Washington to get more. Don't give me that. We'll talk to Jim Miller about how it works. And then a movie, Let There Be Light, that we have encouraged everybody to see in light of the crazy times in which we live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Sorbo, who is the writer of Let There Be Light. This is the movie that Sean Hannity was in and helped produce. And Kevin Sorbo is a famous actor who is a native of around here somewhere. I know he's an MSUM grad from Moorhead, but I forget where he's from. Is it Mound, Minnesota? Okay, he's a Minnesota boy. Anyway, Sam Sorbo, the wife of Kevin Sorbo, will be on with us on the program too today. Meantime, just tell me what's on your mind. And if you're as agitated as I am over this swamp. Ed and Bismarck, go ahead. You're up.
Hey, I just need to know, I spent some time watching Morning Joe this morning, and it just seems like these left-wingers are so brainwashed. It's like, do they all drink from the same fountain, or are they drinking the Kool-Aid? What is it? I mean, that they can be so dumbfoundedly wrapped up in this that they can't even speak intelligently.
It's the swamp, Ed, in my view. It's the swamp. It's just you. When you're around it all the time, that's all you know. It's all they know.
They just, I mean, it's just like, it's hard to imagine that we have to live like this with this in our country.
I hear you.
I
that's
know.
Why
I
love
need,
where we
I
live.
Need you guys. I need you guys to help us and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. Okay.
God bless you, Ed. We'll do it. Appreciate it. Thanks. More coming up. Stephen Fargo, Bevin Rugby after this. On your
mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Botineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Every day made better is what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is all about. Five locations in North Dakota to serve you. Becca in Buxton told us an incredible story about how much she loves her Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2. Becca, tell us your story.
I'm really busy. I'm a mother of five and we farm. So my days get extremely busy and I end up having to wear so many different hats some days, from being a mom and a cook and a housekeeper and a farmhand. I look forward to the end of the night when I can get into our hot spring spa and I can with my husband and I can just be his wife. I think it's awesome that every night can be a date night without leaving the house.
Isn't that fantastic? It is just something you look forward to all day long. So even the tough stuff all day, being a mom and being busy on the farm, you know what's coming at the end of the night makes everything a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's been great for us. The kids love it, too. You know, we get more conversation out of them in the hot tub than we do around the dinner table. Find out more about everybody's day.
I've noticed that with our kids, too. It's fantastic. You get them to talk and just tell you a little bit about their day and get some sit-still time without the phone or anything around
yep.
you. Right?
Yep. No devices in the hot tub. It's great.
That alone is every day made better right there.
Absolutely.
Every day made better for Becca and Buxton and you too. Stop at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com. That's hotspringnd.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train.
text from a listener. It says, someday for fun, you should have Todd Mitchell sing Josh Turner, Long Black Train. His voice is amazing. I bet you can sing. I bet he can sing beautifully. So go ahead, Todd. Sing along with Josh Turner. What's that?
Singing situation. Never did the choir thing. Never sang in a band. I try not to sing in a shower.
I don't know. I am hearing the resemblance. This listener is very perceptive.
Here. Victory in the Lord, I say.
What's amazing to me is Josh Turner looks like he's barely even moving his lips, and this amazing voice comes out of him. It's just incredible. You know? Not even an effort for the guy. Come on, we'll sing along, Josh.
Riding on that long black train.
Was that you or was that me? Should do it. Come on.
He's got a good voice, though, no doubt. Yeah. Nice. A little bit of coaching, a little bit of time. I might be a tenth as good, but
I did it just for you on our fine listener, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. I got a note yesterday from a listener that bought one of the MyPillow pet beds, loves it, and said now the pets are fighting over it. Todd has the same problem at his house. And the MyPillow for pets comes in small, medium, and large. They also have all-purpose cushions, so if you're a lot of volleyball games this time of year and getting ready for basketball season, they're fantastic. Hockey games, bring them along. The travel pillow, so you get a good rest in the car or on the plane. They were great. They stuff right into your carry-on, so it's nice. The body pillow, the MyPillow bed, the mattress toppers, fabulous. Call them at 800-506-9028, and don't forget our favorite deal ever, the best one for birthday, wedding, Christmas gifts, too. That is that two-for special that is fantastic, and, of course, the money-back guarantee as well. So buy one, get one. Love it. 800-506-9028. Check out all the deals, and or you can go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Steve in Fargo, you're next at 800-228-0550. That's our telephone number to call in. Share your opinion. What's on your mind, Steve?
Hey, Scott, how long have you had Ellen back on? Didn't she come to Fargo and stuff years ago? You guys could have spent some time together.
Yes, we better explain this. So,
right, I meant professionally, of course.
No. So Ellen Radner is a Fox News contributor. She's a crazy, crazy liberal. I mean, the left of Lenin, proudly, okay? And every day for like 15 years, she was on the radio with me when I was in Grand Forks. And so her life's gotten busy, and she's done a few different things, and she recently reached out and said, I'd love to come back on with you, like 5 minutes a day. So we're doing that on a local segment that airs Fargo only on AM 1100 right before the statewide show. It's an audition. If she's really good, we'll bring her statewide. We'll just we'll see if she's up to the task. So
it's interesting, though, to see people of that perspective, and I read the Conrad column in the paper today, and he's got serious memory issues as to what actually happened when he was in the Senate and how the economy works and a few other things, but I won't get into that. But what's interesting is that Ellen just says, oh, yeah, I think the government should just take money from people because I don't want them to give it to their kids without taxing it because they didn't work for it.
Yeah,
That's how arrogant they are.
To me, if you want to try and test where somebody's at philosophically and understand their opinion as you're debating them on the whole tax cut thing, go to the estate tax, go to the death tax, and just say, what do you think about the death tax? And they say, no, I think we ought to keep it. Well, why? Well, because the government's entitled to that money. They already got the money. I mean, the estate tax of everything is the most unfair, ridiculous. And I heard Heidi Heitkamp in my own 2 ears, sitting 10 feet from her in Minot, talk about, well, there's only how many returns are there in North Dakota on the death tax? You know, like, I forget. There's a small number. It's like less than 2,000. And that was her answer. That, you know, it doesn't affect that many people anyway. Wait a minute. Philosophically, a death tax is double taxation. It's saying you work your butt off all your life. You get a pot of gold at the end of that, and then in order to before you can give it to anybody, your own heart, blood, sweat, and tears, you got to allow the government to tax it again. It's the sickest thing ever, but right. you find out where people stand.
And a good thing it's only half of the total amount. And digging into that a little deeper, so the people that were successful, regardless of how, whether it's a farm or oil or carpet or anything else that someone's done, if they've done really well, you want to steal their money. To have the government take it and give it to people that, for whatever reason, I'm not condemning all these people, people that struggle to take care of themselves. And of course, if you dig into all of these programs that have been put in place to, quote, help people, and what they've actually done, creating dependency and addiction and everything else, that the negative consequences of paying people not to work, that's where the money is better spent. That is insane on its face.
It is, and I think you can have an honest discussion with people about it in the way you just did that will enlighten them to that. It just to say that's just wrong. That's a swamp. I mean, what Ellen Radner was saying is, no, you know, my brother just died, and, I don't think his kids should have got, that's a lot of money. They shouldn't just get that money. That ought to be taxed. The government's due. Well, fine, you can think like that. Write checks to the government if you feel guilty about it, but the point is don't impose that on everybody else who worked their butt off on it and ultimately paid taxes on it already, you know? I don't care if they think like that, but they ought not impose that on the rest of us.
I would like Ellen to give us examples of a high tax, high benefit state or city run by Democrats that is not broke. There aren't any. Her system of government simply doesn't work, and they refuse to admit it.
And by the way, thanks for bringing up the Ken Conrad op-ed, which is in the forum. I don't know how many other papers it's in today, but the headline is Tax Cuts Financed by Borrowing Hurts Long-Term Economic Growth. This is obscene. This is a guy, well, while he was in Congress, we were adding to the debt, okay? And it was okay. And it was, you know what it was for? More spending. Who never met, a cut he could agree with ever, okay? Now is lecturing us that $1.5 trillion over 10 years to spur additional growth, which will then reduce the debt is a bad idea, is laughable.
It's laughable. Conrad, wasn't he like the chairman of the budget committee or something?
Yeah, that didn't do a budget.
Sat there while Obama ran up $2-point-something trillion in about 18 months and then refused to submit a budget for 4 years, and he's lecturing us about deficit spending? That is a joke.
Yeah, absolutely couldn't agree with you anymore. Appreciate the call, Steve. And we're going to talk to Jim Miller, Ronald Reagan's budget director. We'll run the Conrad idea by him here in a little bit. By the way, Ken Conrad doing that op-ed, that's cover for Heidi Heitkamp to vote no, just like she's told Chuckie Schumer here. That's what's going on. That's how the swamp works. Bev and Rugby, what's on your mind?
Oh, great. It's great to talk to you guys. You give, I thank God for you. You give us a voice when we want to ask a question that's pertinent. And I want to ask about this Roy Moore thing. Now, you suggest they're going to have to fix it down there where he is running. Here's what my question is. Have any real reporters tried to find out about those five women who all of a sudden are claiming to be victims of Roy Moore?
In other words, they're doing a little digging to their authenticity. Good question. I know one of them was a campaign worker for his opponent, so that's led to some confusion. Hang on, Bev, we'll chat more on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing phase two of the NDSC safety campus.
Our next building is going to be a indoor dirt arena. This is North Dakota. It gets cold. During the cold months, the construction business is shut down, and that's the time when they like to train, but a lot of this training that would need to take place outdoors just can't be done up here. But with this new phase two, this will let us do this type of training year-round. One of my favorite quotes in the world actually comes from Thomas Jefferson. His quote says, knowledge is power, knowledge is safety, knowledge is happiness. Even back in the 1700s, he got it. Now we can provide this year-round, provide a better education for workers out there, and allow them to make the right choices.
Learn how you can support Phase 2 of the NDSC Safety Campus at ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Swamp Song, Todd. I don't know if I knew this existed before my quick search for the next bumper. By a group called Tool. Have either of you heard of Tool?
Oh, yeah. Heard of Tool.
Have you heard of Tool? Why are you laughing, Nolan? You can't believe I'm playing Tool? Is that why Nolan...
Well, it started and I was like, is this Tool?
Is that right?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
So there's a group called Tool, huh? Yeah, are they good or what? Would you go see Tool in concert?
No, I would not.
They sound like a bunch of Tool to me. I wouldn't walk across the street and
see your iPhone or anything here, you know.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
None of us were guessing this was in your iPhone.
It was not in my it's not in my iPod.
We own Rock 101 here, so we're painfully familiar with Tool.
You like Tool. Painfully familiar, okay. Well, they have a swamp song, and we're talking about the swamp today. Now the swamp is trying to swallow up common sense middle class tax reform, a way to grow our economy. I don't know why this is so hard, because folks, it was done before. Jim Miller, former director of the Office of Management and Budget in the Reagan era, is going to join us in just a second and try and inform the swamp a little bit on this. So stay tuned for that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, and load up on all kinds of goodies. Here's some specials this month, all month long. My personal favorite is Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $12. Been there twice already. Might be back one more time for more of those Pizza Corner pizzas. Also, any size coffee or hot chocolate's 99 cents. The Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are only $2.99. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $4.50 at a PetroServe USA near you. Okay, so Bev and Rugby, just to finish on your question, have any additional reporting been done on any of the five women? I don't know the answer to that. I will tell you this. The Washington Post story on the first four.
Say something.
I'm sorry, what?
Could you give me a chance to say a little more, too? There's 12 Republican chickens who want to abandon Roy Moore because they believe that those women who are complaining to be victims. They tried that on Trump. It didn't work. They say they're going to try it on Roy Moore. We've got to stop it. You've got to stop it. And you guys need to keep asking, who are these women? Are they actually doing, did that actually happen? Is there anything to it? I think it's baloney.
Yeah, and Bev, I totally understand your passion on this. I think, and honestly, at this point, to effectively answer that question to the satisfaction of everybody, one way or the other, is darn near not possible. I think we ought to have as much sunshine as possible. We ought to ask them questions. They ought to answer those questions. We ought to ask Roy Moore questions. He ought to answer those questions. And then a month from today, Roy Moore, should be on the ballot, and people are going to decide, do I believe him more than I believe the other guy, and who am I going to vote for as a result of it? The Alabama voters ought to decide this. Mitch McConnell ought not decide this. Cory Gardner ought not decide this. The Swamp ought not decide this. Alabamans ought to decide this, to decide who they believe. And then it'll be done. Not, you know, let's put Jeff Sessions in there. If Richard Shelby, the current senator, resigns, we appoint somebody to his spot, then we'll put him in that spot. Oh, my gosh. The stuff they will think of to try and thwart the will of the people is unbelievable. But keep up your passion on this, Bev. Appreciate it. Florian in South Dakota, you're next. But first, let me go to my guest, Jim Miller, former director of the Office of Management and Budget in the Reagan era. Jim, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Is it frustrating for you to watch this debate knowing you participated on something that did exactly what it was promised to do, and that is revive the economy, yet we still have a debate about this? This is crazy, isn't it?
Yes, it's unfortunate. It's a long slog. There's so much that has to be dealt with, but both the Senate and the House are moving forward. It's important that we get something out of this. We need to have the cuts in corporate taxes to make our economy competitive again. I mean, we are in such dire straits in terms of trying to compete with the companies abroad, and we just can't do it without some relief here. I mean, the Tax Foundation has done a lineup of the tax environments for countries, their own taxes, and the competitiveness index, and it's found that the U.S. ranks right at the bottom. No wonder we're having trouble with what people call, you know, the debt that we owe other countries here because we import so much, and we got to get this done. It takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of resilience, and it takes at a time like the president has drawn a line and said 20% tax, corporate tax, and that's it.
Heidi Heitkamp is being courted by President Trump and others to vote for this. She is, of course, a Democrat from a very pro-Trump state, a red state, and so she'd be a natural target. She's up for election. She's in a lot of political trouble right now. Her reelect numbers are in the 30s, right? So she's got some trouble. And she's been flirting with us for a while, but anything she ever says publicly is negative. And most recently, she's told Chuck Schumer that the GOP tax plan is not what she philosophically believes in and how she wants to help the middle class. Now, again, you talk about the Tax Foundation. They've done an analysis on this, saying 3,000 new jobs in North Dakota just from this legislation passing, and the average middle-income family saves $2,648. Here's the deal with the Democrats. They hate the rich, okay? They want to punish the rich. They can never tax the rich enough. And they never acknowledge that the rich pay more taxes, so therefore when there's a tax cut, they're going to get a better bang for the buck, if you will. They're going to get a larger share of the tax rate because they pay more. So that's just fundamentally
fair.
What do you say to this argument to in the case of Heidi Heitkamp saying, well, I want to help the middle class, and this doesn't help the middle class enough?
Well, the unfortunate thing is that all the Democrats in the Senate are moving lockstep with whatever Chuck Schumer tells them to do. And this is quite unfortunate. When Reagan negotiated the tax cut, the tax reforms of 82 and 86, he had a lot of Democrats were working with him to bring the taxes down. And you're not going to get tax reform if you have this block of Democrats that are going to delay everything and vote against everything and demand it be 60 votes rather than 50 votes, 51 votes, and so forth, and so on. The tax packages both favor middle-income people. And if you just look at the numbers, it may not be what some people would like to see. It's not perfect. And as Reagan used to say, don't let the impossible perfect be the enemy of the good. Reagan would go and he would get 80% of what he wanted. And he would tell Congress, thank you very much. By the way, I'll be back next year and ask for the additional 20%. These two packages are not perfect, but it makes a big step toward improving the economy, raising wages of middle-income people, reducing their tax burdens, and it ought to be approved. And we just, and all of these opposition arguments are just trying to delay. I think what happens, maybe, I don't know, maybe this is the politics here, but it could be that the Democrats are just hoping that next time they will be in charge, they'll write their own bill, and they'll try to force it on the president. I don't know. But the cost is significant. Keep in mind that we in the United States have been accustomed to 3.5% growth, economic growth, and we've been now at 2% or less. And in the out years, because of the miracle of compound interest, in the out years, the difference in the well-being of the American family is substantially different at 4% or 3% growth versus 2%. And I don't know why.
Okay, explain that for me. Explain that for our listeners. When you talk about the out years of this, you're saying this package, as it exists, gets the economy to get out of the ditch of, you know, anemic growth and actually get to some 3-4% growth. And the difference in the lives of average everyday Americans is significantly different. How? Explain that.
Well, because at 3% growth, you're going to have incomes. A person out with an income of $50,000 a year will have an income growth of I haven't run the numbers, but substantially more than if the rate of growth is 1.8%, which is what the forecast is and what it seems that we've become accustomed to over the past decade of very subnormal growth. We've got to break out of that. And so to raise the, you know, I've often said, I think people underestimate the effects of a growing standard of living on social stability. When people have expected the economy to grow, they are happy. But when the economy doesn't grow, they're unhappy. I mean, it's like, the American dream is for our children to be better off than we are, right? And is that going to be the case? I think with the election of Trump and the promise of higher economic growth, and the economy has grown more rapidly in the past two or three quarters, I think people are, you know, there is this feeling of optimism about the future. But I mean, if we're not going to change the tax code, we're not going to be able to continue that. One reason the stock market has grown so rapidly, one reason the economic growth numbers are much better, is because of expectation that Congress, in fact, will be successful in passing substantial tax reform. If that promise or that expectation is dashed, then economic growth will go back down, and the stock market arguably as well will go back down.
And wages will stagnate. I mean, that's where the middle income
wages,
really
real wages haven't increased very much for the past couple of decades.
I want to ask you about
continue to go up, but real wages haven't.
Only have a minute left, but I want to ask you about something. Former North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad, a self-proclaimed budget expert, said in an op-ed today that tax cuts financed by borrowing will hurt long-term economic growth. Says that adding a $1.5 billion to the national debt to an already staggering debt makes no sense. What do you say to him?
What I say to him is every time they talk about increasing spending, they never talk about increasing the deficit and how this is going to hurt everybody. When people talk about reducing taxes, a lot of people in the Congress will say, well, how are you going to pay for it? They never say that when they propose increased spending. I just don't think it's I admit that borrowing does have an effect of displacing some private investment. But overall, the reduction in tax rates to make our corporations competitive in the world marketplace will more than offset that by far.
Good point. Plus, they were pretty quiet, as you say, when $1.5 trillion was added to the debt every year under Obama, as they grew the swamp. But now $1.5 over 10 years to get the economy growing again is somehow, the sky is falling crazy. Hey, Jim, great insight and analysis. Thanks for doing what you're doing on this and sharing your expertise with our listeners. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Ronald Reagan's budget director, Jim Miller, right there with some facts, folks. We love the facts. More of your calls after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Listen for it. What did he say at the beginning? I'm going to go down to the swamp? Is that what you want me to wait for?
He's going down to the swamp.
He's going down to the swamp. Okay, exactly right. That's Lynyrd Skynyrd, in case you don't know. So all swamp music today. The swamp has me a little agitated, if you can't tell.
Evidently.
Yeah, and so I'm trying to...
Here's a question for you. What state is Lynyrd Skynyrd from?
Alabama.
No.
Arkansas.
You fell for the trap. You fell into the
sweet home Alabama.
Right. Yeah,
see, I'll sing, but you won't.
Recording studio, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. No, they're from
Florida.
Florida. Okay. There All right. Norman's on fire today. I can't believe it. Love it. Yeah, love it. Texter says, don't you think that Roy Moore writing in the yearbook could have just been done a week ago? True. Yeah. True. You know, that's why I say, I mean, investigate it all, sort it out. Somebody yesterday called and said, why doesn't he take a lie detector test? You know, that sort of puts the onus on him, but that'd be a bombshell. Came out and said, none of it's true, none of it happened. I have heard from people who claim to have talked to Republicans to say this has long been something that people have known about Roy Moore that they thought was wrong, but just never sort of came to light. So I don't know, and that's supposedly Republican types. I don't know what to believe anymore. I really don't. It's kind of sad. It's awful. It's terrible. I don't like it one bit. What I know is so wonderful, however, before I get to this long line of calls and additional texts waiting to chat here, and we have this segment, the next two, to find out what's on your mind, I want to tell you about the University of Mary. And the University of Mary is helping nurses grow their skills, excel in their profession. Long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential as a nurse, to take on leadership roles in your profession and to increase your lifetime earnings. And the key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. So the University of Mary is here to make that possible for you, offering a Master's of Science in nursing degree now for $15,000. That's a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. So earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary, the smart choice. Caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education and an excellent value. Visit them at umary.edu/MSN today to apply. All right, back to the phones we go. South Dakota, first up. Florian, what's on your mind?
Yesterday, I listened to Gloria Allred with that fifth woman that came forward against Roy Moore. And she said that she locked the door, or he locked the door, and she couldn't get out of the car. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense, because all you got to do is operate the latch on the door, and the lock will unlock and the door will open. So that's one part of her story that I know is not factual.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I don't know if there were power locks then, but if there were power locks, she could unlock it, he could lock it. I don't know. Did you see her? Did you see her, the woman herself? I mean, she seemed believable.
I tried it on my car just to be sure. I locked the door from the driver's side. I reached over and opened the passenger side door. No problem.
Interesting. Yeah. Again, I want Alabamans to sort of sort that out. Do the same thing you're doing. Do I believe it? Do I not? What's all the, you know, factual information here? Let me decide and then vote accordingly. It ought not be decided by the swamp. I sure hear you there. I found myself sympathetic for this woman in hearing it myself. Derek in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much, just driving here. Just when you thought you couldn't be surprised, GQ magazine named Colin Kaepernick Citizen of the Year.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Isn't that disgusting? I mean, I hope you know, just from that one decision and that cover, that that magazine just goes into the trash heap of history soon.
Yeah, and funny enough, just last month, I know I did not subscribe to it. It came to my house as a subscription. So that surprised me quite a little bit. But needless to say, I canceled that in a quick hurry. So,
good idea. Good idea. Appreciate the call, Derek. I'm with you in being dismayed at that. Can't believe it. John in Fargo, go ahead.
I'm a Democrat and a Hillary supporter during the election. And I would strongly urge the Republicans to open all the investigations they want, and then finally get her and Bill on something, and then, you know, the country can move on. Because evidently, you know, it does bother me a bit. If she's a bad girl, then track her down, arrest her, get her husband.
Well, your point is there ought to be an investigation and get to the bottom of it and decide whether there's any wrongdoing or not. No,
there's wrong. We all know it, Scott. We all know. Those of us that are listen to the truth from conservative radio know it's the truth.
Well, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know the checks have been written to the Clinton Foundation. I know that while she was Secretary of State, Bill Clinton was getting big fat checks for speeches from the Russians. The real Russian collusion is clearly the Democratic side. So thanks for admitting it, John. Appreciate that. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef counts by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and reading systems from Ford Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sonny Geiser-Nabotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fully cooked. FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.